The act has been expanded to include domestic violence and sexual assault protections for Native Americans, illegal immigrants, and lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender victims. And there's a provision of the act called the Campus Sexual Violence Elimination Act, which will require colleges to report campus sexual assault, stalking incidents, and dating violence with their annual crime statistics. With the exception of dating violence, it's something the town of Poughkeepsie's Vassar College already does. Elizabeth Schrock, who is the coordinator of the Sexual Assault and Violence Prevention Program at Vassar, says the school will examine the legislation to see specifically what is required for reporting dating violence.
Vassar right now has a stalking policy and a sexual misconduct policy, but we don't specifically have a dating violence policy. Although that's not to mean that we don't absolutely encourage students to report dating violence, but right now we just don't have a policy on that.
The Cleary Center for Security on Campus is a nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing violence, substance abuse, and other crimes on college and university campuses across the United States. Abigail Boyer is a spokeswoman for the Pennsylvania-based group.
We are absolutely pleased to see that the House and the Senate were really acknowledging that victims, particularly students on college campuses, certainly need this kind of support.
Another part of the campus provision requires colleges to offer students or staff who are victims of sexual assault, stalking, or dating violence to change work or living spaces. This is something Elizabeth Schrock says is already offered at Vassar.
So Vassar already would provide a survivor that came forward if they wanted to switch housing on campus, if they didn't feel safe in the space that they were in, they would be able to provide them with a different space on campus.
The Cleary Center's Boyer says many colleges and universities have been proactive in providing support for victims of such violence and stalking.
There is a campus Sexual Assault Victims Bill of Rights that already comes into play. So we see within the college and university settings, victims are provided with possibly even more opportunities than they might see or have available to them within the wider community. But certainly what we like to see on campuses and what we fortunately do see at a lot of institutions nationwide is really a victim-centered response to crime. So colleges and universities are taking the opportunity to say, how can we make sure that if there is a victim on our campus, how can we make sure that they are treated with respect? How can we make sure that they're aware of the resources available to them? And how can we make sure that they are given the support that they need and that they deserve?
Vassar Schrock says many colleges and universities already have policies similar to the requirements of the new legislation.
However, it's always really important for the federal government to take a stance and say that they do encourage and want survivors to get the help that they need on college campuses.
Elsewhere in the Northeast, on Wednesday, the University of Massachusetts at Amherst is holding a White Ribbon Day campaign, inviting men and boys to join in a public pledge to never commit, condone, or remain silent about men's violence against women. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.